Hello and welcome to another gathering of Around the Walker's Table. Today we're talking about the seasons of the church year, and actually the whole church year, because as a church we have a year that we follow, and maybe you've heard Pastor Christina and I know mention that and talk about it. I know I've talked about it at children's time. And
talked about it in children's time.
As well. So Pastor Christina, why don't you give us a quick synopsis of the church year.
So the church year, and if you're thinking of when did you talk about it in children's time, typically it's at that end of November, beginning of December, because the church year starts with Advent. And when we think of Advent, we think of the Advent wreath and those candles. But those particular days leading up to Christmas is the season of Advent, and that's the beginning of our church year. And then we have the season of Christmas, and then the Epiphany, the day, and then the season after Epiphany. And then we go to Lent, and that transition day for that is Ash Wednesday. And then we have Easter, and then Pentecost is another one of those transition days, and the season after Pentecost. And we round out our church year with another transition day, our final day of the church year, Christ the King Sunday. So as we think about the church year, why that's important and why we're bringing it up now in this space of spiritual formation is also helping our understanding of how church works. And there's a lot of anxiety right now, and hopefully this will help relieve your anxiety. Because if you think about Christmas, and you think even the song, The 12 Days of Christmas, that goes back to the church year. And there's 12 days of Christmas. Christmas isn't just one day. It is a season. Mm-hmm. Easter is the same way.
And this is why, exactly. Easter is a season. And because where we are right now with suspending, you know, our worship and our activities, the window that we have for, you know, public health orders and from our conference leadership, I know as Methodists, you know, has the date of Palm Sunday and Easter and all that covered by that public health order where we can't worship as we normally do. But here's what's important for us when we think about the church year, and especially the season of Easter, is that it is a whole season where we celebrate the resurrection of Christ. Yes, our big celebration is on that first Sunday, but here's what's interesting about Easter, though, is those dates of Easter are fluid, not just because the season, but rather that we set Easter, and this is maybe why, if you've ever wondered why the date of Easter moves so much, Easter is set because it's the first Sunday after the first full moon of the vernal equinox. So that is why some years we have had Easter at the end of March, and why some years we have it nearly at the end of April, is because that date is set by the season of the moon, quite honestly, for that. That's how traditionally we have set that. Now, there's more variation with the setting of the season, or the date of Easter, not the season, but that first Sunday of Easter. If we were Eastern Orthodox, these are our brothers and sisters who are like Greek Orthodox, or they're Coptic, or Assyrian Orthodox, they will frequently celebrate Easter at a different Sunday, usually 1 week later than we do in the church in the West. And the church in the West, we refer to as the Roman Catholic Church, and also the Protestant Church. And as United Methodists, we'd be a part of the Western Church. So that's, our dates are set a little bit different with that. But why, again, we come back to this point, because we will have to celebrate this year Easter. Our traditional Easter celebration will be at a different time. But what's really important for us is, as followers of Christ, every time we gather, it is an expression of Easter. That is a day where we celebrate and remember and recall the resurrection of Christ and the hope that we have from Christ. So really, as Christians, every time we gather on Sunday morning, that is recalling that Easter hope. So there is fluidity. There is some flexibility in celebrating Easter at a different time. It is not a sin, or we're not breaking, you know, great, you know, tradition in a terrible way by celebrating Easter later this time. And what I've shared with my congregations, and I'm sure you have too, Pastor Christina, is that when we do gather next, we will celebrate Easter.
We will. And that expression of celebration, I challenge you to watch your language, and even we challenge ourselves with this, mm-hmm. of we are intentionally right now caring about the vulnerable among us. And so it's not that we're being forced not to meet, but rather we are choosing to follow these orders, as well as we are choosing for the most vulnerable among us to be that safety net by not having large group meetings in this time. And traditionally, Easter can be one of our fullest Sundays. And so we want that expression of joy and hope to still be a very full Sunday. It just will happen later in the Easter season this year.
And certainly, like you listen to this and watching this, we're in the same boat as we don't know exactly when that date will be when we gather next. But it is important for us, I believe critical for us, in this time when we are not gathering as we usually do, remembering that our story of resurrection is not limited to one day. It's not limited to one part of our church year or one part of our faith. It is a continual celebration, reflection, and even embracing of resurrection. So if you're feeling anxious that Easter will not be on that exact April 12th this year, know that there is plenty of wiggle room. There's a lot of wiggle room, a lot of grace in this celebration as we just take this time to be careful and to be cautious as we get ready or as we move towards Easter, I should say, the fall over words here and all this.
So I'm going to, as we're falling over words yeah. and starting to repeat ourselves a bit, I'm going to close this session around our table in prayer. Pray with me. Lord, we are so grateful that you give us reason to celebrate, and not just one day a year, and not just even one season a year, but continually throughout the year, throughout our lives, celebrating the resurrection and the great hope that that brings to us, that that births in us each and every day. Be with us as we take this time physically apart from each other, but caring deeply for one another. Immerse us ever more so in your grace. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Amen. Well, until next time, take care and God bless.
The peace of Christ be with you.